young people here, especially, to pay attention to the scripture we're going to be reading. It's all Old Testament, but it's things that we can read and see. God hasn't changed. He's still the same. And He laid down things for me and you to teach our children how to bring them up. But then He also wants each and every one of us to abide by all the things that God has laid down. And, you know, my mom and dad is both dead. Mom died just a few years ago, and Dad 20-some. But my whole life, I respected and honored them. There might have been times I disagreed with something, but if I was talking to them about it, I done it in a respectful way. And most of the time, I figured out they were right. You and I today, God designed. It was God who designed the family. That was His plan from the beginning. And He intended on a family being that a unit could go on till we died. I've had a daughter that's pulled away. I haven't heard from her as far as, I mean, she hadn't called me in months. The last time she did, she was upset with me because I had befriended her daughter and was trying to find out and help her when her daughter was trying to leave home. Well, she disagreed with the way I'd done it and thought I ought to have done one thing. Instead of reverencing me as her father, and that maybe I had a little more understanding or a little more experience than maybe she had, but she just don't want nothing to do with me. Well, that's fine. That's between her and God. But I want each and every one of you to pay close attention to this scripture I'm reading today. And, you know, I heard this years and years ago about a 16-year-old boy that thought his dad was the dumbest man that lived. And by the time that kid turned 25, he said, "I'm amazed at how much he's learned in such a short time." It wasn't that dad had learned it. It was that the boy had finally seen and got a little bit of education himself in the things of this world. And you and I, listen to this scripture in Micah, the 7th chapter, and reading, starting with the 6th verse. "For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter raiseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Now, that's where our parents are a lot of time. We have to just turn it over to God and pray. And then if you'll go into Deuteronomy, the 21st chapter, and listen to this. Going to start with the 18th verse. "If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city, and under the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of the city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones, that he die. So shall thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. Now, you know, we listen to that, and we know we don't stone people to death today, but you'll see there how that God hated somebody that would be so rebellious as not to listen to the guidance and the instruction of their parents. And yet today you'll go into Walmart and you'll see that our little old tiny kid. But today we have kids that's great big and they'll stand and reject what mom and dad said. And I remember back my own father and he was getting old and those kids were getting grown and out even on our own. Daddy seen it from other grandkids with the disrespect to their parents. I remember Dad saying to me, he said, if you kids can't come around here and respect me and your mom, then stay away, because I might be old. But if you won't listen to me, I'll take a bald head, because I will require you to give us respect here in this house. You and I today, God rules in our chain. Back there he told her to take a rebellious son, or even a Noah out in stone if they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't accept the guidance that the parent was given. And you know, we'll read that to you out there in Micah. It said, for the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter raises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a man's enemies are the men of his own house. You and I, you think of that. That should be the one that you need, that you think, oh, I can depend upon them, that they'll stand and help protect me. They would be there to defend the family. But that isn't the way it is today. They're ready to destroy. Even then it said there, the enemies are the men of your own house. You and I today, God expects us to turn around and Lord and our mom and our dad have respect for. Do you realize back before there was Social Security and all of this, when a man or a woman got old, the younger people in the family, they just took them in. They took care of them. They seen their needs were supplied. Why? Because they were loved there. They was respected. But today that isn't something that's there. Why? Because we're too selfish. We want our way. We want to do what we want. But God has told us that our way is not that that pleases God. And you know, we can be stubborn and hard-hearted, stiff-necked, unreasonable, all we want to be, because there might not be anybody there to force us to do otherwise till the death angel calls. And then we'll find out, oh, I wish I'd listened to the words of the Lord. You know, I'm speaking something to you here today, but it's Bible. It's what God has laid down for us to live by. It's the way the family should be. You know, look back there. Abraham, what do you think was in Isaac's mind as he climbed that hill? And Isaac even asked, we've got the fire, we got the wood, but where's the sacrifice? Abraham said God will supply him a sacrifice. And he goes up there. I wonder what Isaac thought as he was binding him there and laying him on that altar. Even though he raised the knife to take his life. Why? Because Abraham was going all the way in obedience unto God. Isaac couldn't see or understand, but I wonder how many times through his life that come back to his mind, how important it was that Abraham's mind to be obedient unto God. You and I, we might not understand why mom and dad requires this or requires that. But that's not for you to even to reason. You are just to obey. You know, my dad was one of them that if he told you to do something, he did not mind you asking, well, how do I go about this? But don't ask him, well, why? The why was he told you to do it. And you go asking him, well, why not make so-and-so do it? All that got you was a punishment. You and I today, it's not for us to question. If mom or dad is requiring something of you that you know goes contrary to the Word of God, then get the Bible and go to them and sit down and say so. In a nice, loving way. But if they ain't Bible to support what you're doing, then be obedient. Do what's being asked of you. Because the punishment that God is going to lay upon you is far worse than any punishment that mom or dad can give you. You know, I had my dad to whip me. Well, there ain't no way to tell how many times because I didn't count them. But really the last one that Dad really gave me, it was because we had destroyed something of a neighbor and then lied about it. And when I thought I had took about all that I could take, and Dad said, and this is for lying, it's like he started all over again. And I learned right then, his will was stronger than my will. And I did not want to bear the punishment. And people say, oh, that's awful if you whip a kid. The Bible tells us to. And you and I today, we need to come back and realize that whipping that mom or dad, it may hurt. God's got a far more painful punishment than anything man can ever imagine. And you and I today, it's time for us to wake up and realize if we do not obey the Word of God, if we do not obey our parents, if we do not show respect to our parents, then we're going to bear the consequences. God's the one that's going to punish us. Do you realize that's the promise in the Ten Commandments? Honor your father and your mother, and your life will be long. Today, you and I, we need to come back and realize God's Word is true, and He's going to stand. The Word of God will be here long after this world is burnt up and gone, because God's got it recorded in heaven. And you and I, when He goes opening them books and we're being judged out of them, we might think, well, I didn't know that was there. Or I forgot that was there. That's not an excuse or a defense. Me and you, the only thing God's going to accept is the blood of salvation and us living with a humble heart. When we get corrected, you know, I had a teacher in school that back then, even the teachers could discipline a kid. And her way of punishing you was to take your fingers and she'd take her hand and pull it down tight and then hit you in the palm of your hand with a ruler. Now, if you think, oh, that don't hurt, she didn't have to hit hard. I mean, it would sting. And for a long time after that, you could feel that in your hand. It's still stinging. And she did that any time we broke the rules. And it wasn't, you did that again. Now, I've told you before, no, it was when you broke the rules, you got punished. Maybe if God did that same way. A lot of time, parents, we let kids get away. Or we'll tell them, the mothers a lot of times, well, you wait till your dad gets home. Or this, or they'll forget about some punishment that the kid actually needs and deserves. And kids a lot of times hate it when they get whipped real quick. You and I, God does not always punish real quickly. Sometimes he does, but a lot of times he don't. And you might think because you've got away with it for a long time that it's forgot about. God didn't forget about your wrong. You and I today, please, I beg you, don't ignore the word of God when he says right there, listen to that again. There in Deuteronomy, if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, you and I, look at that. If you just disobey, God said that's a stubborn son. That's a stubborn daughter. That's one that's dishonoring their parents. Do you realize God set your parents over you? And when you dishonor them, God said you're dishonoring him. Each and every one of us, it's not something we can take lightly. God means what he says. And I don't care, you know, my mother, I had some people get very upset and wrote me a nasty letter because I let my mother know that the church she was going to, it was wrong, according to the Bible, to be there and putting any money in the offering plate because she was supporting what they was teaching. And, you know, they said that was my mother. I should not talk to her like that. I don't care who you are. If you're wrong, you're wrong. And if I'm wrong, you take the Bible and you correct me with it. I'll thank God for you. But don't tell me I want this or I believe this if you don't have Bible to stand on. Why? Because it makes no difference what we believe. It's what God required of each and every one of us. And today God is looking down and he's judging each and every one of us. What are we doing? What is our life today when we stand before God? That last day we live is how we're going to be standing before God. And you got said in your life that you haven't prayed about, you haven't forgiven, you're going to stand before God unforgiven and undone. And it's time to wake up and realize that. Alright, in Galatians, the very first chapter, listen to this, the sixth verse. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now he starts off here, though we. Now, he knows what he had preached unto them and what he had taught them. And there, he's including myself. And in case I get deceived, I go after something else, don't you even believe it. You take what's been preached. Then the ninth verse. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For I do know now. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Now, right here, you know, we've got people that's left this church, some of them very dear to me. It's left this church and they've went to an easier way or to a place that does not preach it as strict, or the people not being required to live according to this. And yet they think that it is better. But you and I today, if it's not more spiritual, if it's not more of the things of God, if we're not living up to the standard, I can take you to the Bible and you'll find people, all that they believe this and they accept that. And as I used to be in North Carolina, I worked with a man. He was a Pentecostal, and he was always talking about the tongues and how great it was. And I went to talking and taking the Bible, you know what the Bible said, and he got there, he went to the play. He was a lot older than I was, but he come to the place. Oh, I wish you could be the brother grown. He's studied his out. He's one of those. He can help you to understand that. Well, we were digging underneath a store in that town, including in Lodge, that was the basement area, and we were digging in. Here come in, brother grown. That daddy come in. Old Shady Gold. I love that old man. But he's a Pentecostal. And he got mixed up in some things. But he lived a Christian life. And when Brother Joe come in, he introduced me. I seen a big smile on his face. He thought, oh, I got him now. He's going to have to say, I'm right. I listened to what the man said. I just started quoting scripture back to him. I said, well, Paul showed us all the gifts. And he said, tongue was the least of them all. If I preach in the God's Spirit, if I sing in the Spirit, if I pray in the Spirit, if I testify in the Spirit, that's in much proof, or more so, of having the Holy Ghost in the tongues. And Brother Drone looked at his watch. He said, oh, I got an appointment. I got to get out of here. And he left. Shady, I was taking the dirt out, and he was digging. The rest of that whole day, I couldn't keep the dirt away from that man. I mean, he was covering me up with dirt. He never mentioned it to me again. You and I today, stand on the Word of God, what it says. Each and every one of us. You know, people will try and claim this, and you get it. I know people that's supposed to have the gift of tongues, and you watch your life, they're not more spiritual than anybody else. A lot of times they're less. And each and every one of us, we need to take what the Word of God says. Now, I believe there's a gift of tongues. The Bible speaks about it. But go back to the day of Pentecost when you see when tongues fell on them all. The people that were standing there, they was hearing them in the language wherein they were born. They might have been able to even to speak Hebrew, but they was understanding them in whatever country it was that they were born. What was the tongue? God was speaking to that heart. They knew exactly what they were being said, what were being preached to. There was no question about, do we understand? God will make it clearer to us. Every hunger we thirst and we want it, God will reveal it unto us. But today we walk around willingly blind, willingly ignorant. And the Bible in many places, Paul, and he writes, he said, I'd rather not be ignorant. And he told us what we needed to know. You and I today, don't be ignorant on the things of God, but listen to what the Bible said. He's speaking to each and every one of us. From a kid on earth, obey your prayer. Be what God would have you to be. Love your family. Be willing to die for it. Why? Because your mother went into the jaws of death to bring you into this world. Your dad is willing to work till he's almost dead to provide for you. What are you willing to do to prove that you love him and that you appreciate him? God is holding us responsible. He didn't say you can choose, but he said this is the way. Walk therein. And if we don't walk there, don't blame nobody. When hell opens to us, heaven. It's our fault. And God has laid it down. And let us know that we have no defense. God made the way for me and you to be able to go to heaven. And if we don't make heaven our home, it's our fault. You know, I would to God that I could preach a message on hell to where the people sitting in the crowd could hear the cries, smell the smoke, taste it, feel a little bit of the heat. You wouldn't have to give an altar call. They'd fill the altar up anyhow. Today, we're blinded to the things of God. Oh, how much God loves us. How much He's made a way for us. And He gave us the Bible. And He said, though you be a fool or a wayfaring man, you need not err therein. We have spent billions of dollars in America on educating people. And they'll say, oh, the King James, it's too hard to understand. What does that make you then? You must be a fool. Because the Bible says, even if you is a fool or a wayfaring man, you not need to err therein. So that makes you even worse than a fool. We have no defense. You know, the sweetest, let's get some song. The sweetest thing about the Word of God is when we obey it, it's such a blessing unto us. You can sit and read the Word of God and it just stirs your heart. It just, I mean, there's something about it. There is no other book on the face of the earth that can come close to it. You can read it over and over and over again and get blessed over and over and over again. God has made the way for us. Please, don't let the devil deceive you, whether it's another church. Now, I'll be the first one to say this. If there's another church that you found that you can go and truly get a spiritual blessing and God bless you better than He does here, then you go. But don't go and sit there under somebody that's talking. Somebody that's not living to the standard. They don't even come close to the standard. Oh, there's so much scripture that in this that I was reading today that kept coming to me. I just turned back to one that I was reading there. Listen to this. And most of the people in America, they don't want to hear this. This is in Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Now he said to the woman, she's not to put on that that pertaineth unto a man, and a man not to put on a woman's garment. You say, well, that was right away back then. Yeah, but God saw out in the future when they're going to call slack a woman's garment. But it still pertains unto a man. And you go to any church, any place, they will accept that. They're turning against the very Word of God. And it's time for us to wake up. Oh my, there's so much in the Bible. I don't have the strength in my body long enough life to preach all of this there out. You and I today, God's requiring us to be obedient unto it. If there's been something said here today that's revealed something in you that you need to pray about, now's the time to do it. Go ahead, Braden. That's it. You don't need to tell me about the things that you've done wrong, but you must tell Jesus. If you want to make it right, I can't forgive you. But if you want to make it right, you need to tell Christ about it. He's the one, not me. He's the one that can forgive. You and I today, God, He got His hands outstretched. Oh, in this sweet, He said, my arm is not short. My ear is not hearing. but he's ready to hear today. He's ready to wrap them arms of love around us, that we can feel and know that it's all right between us and God. Let's each and every one come and pray with these.